Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, today we have an opportunity to close a sad chapter in the history book of Illinois. Today, we can't help but feel embarrassed, but we also can't help but feel a little bit of a sense of pride in this great state. The land which several decades ago brought us a great president. The land which several terms ago brought us another great president. The land which several years ago convicted a former governor. The land of which just a week ago inaugurated another president. In the land of which, over the last several hours, these past few days, will convict and remove a governor from office. Cycles are part of life. Some of them we cannot avoid, and others we can. Corruption in this state is a cycle that we must learn to avoid. The testimony we heard today and over the last several days, whether you be someone who questioned the ethics of this administration or someone who went along, must indicate to us that things have to change. Although we are closing this chapter today, our work is not done. We know from the evidence we heard that corruption still exists in Illinois, and there are people in this state who also need to be removed from their responsibilities. We know that we need to pass whistleblower laws and that we need to increase the standard in this state so that nobody, no legislative body, has to be embarrassed the way we were embarrassed today. Illinois is a state of great opportunities, and we have given great things to this country and this world. We need to go back to those reputations. We will, I believe, do the right thing today, but our work is not over. We must work to preserve the integrity of this great state.